The Boston Marathon bombing trial is suspended until Monday because a juror is sick, but there was a major development in a case many of us thought had been put to rest.
Federal prosecutors say a former FBI agent committed perjury and obstruction of justice in the Whitey Bulger case.
Former FBI agent Robert Fitzpatrick was the first witness called by Bulger's defense team in the 2013 racketeering case. This afternoon, Fitzpatrick was back in court, this time facing six counts of perjury and six counts of obstruction of justice related to that trial. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri was in the courtroom, and he joins us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse. Hi, David.
Hi there, Doug.
Tell us about Robert Fitzpatrick. Who is he?
Robert Fitzpatrick will be known, despite what happened today, as a whistleblower. His part of the Bulger story is that in 1988, he was the second source that confirmed to the Boston Globe that Whitey Bulger, the head of one mob, was a secret top echelon informant for the FBI. That began the downfall of Bulger and his organization. Fitzpatrick was the second in command here of the office. He said that he tried to take Bulger out, that he tried to convince people over his head that Bulger needed to be scrubbed, that they didn't listen to him. He became known as the good guy, the hero in this story. He wrote a book, Betrayal, Whitey Bulger, the FBI agent who fought to bring him down. And then he testified at the Bulger trial for the defense. And that is when the prosecution reacted in rage.
David, tell us what happened in court today.
So Mr. Fitzpatrick came in. He is charged, and he was told they waived the reading. But basically, he is charged. He's been indicted of making six counts of perjury and six counts of obstructing justice. Essentially, what the government is charging is that, in fact, he lied while he was on the stand for the defense in the Bulger case. And they've listed those six perjurious statements, and they're rather stunning. For instance, the government claims that, in fact, Bulger didn't tell Fitzpatrick, as Fitzpatrick claimed, that he was not an FBI agent, that Bulger never denied that he was an informant. And then they've charged him with a couple of other perjurious statements that are really striking, that he claimed that he personally arrested mob boss Jerry Angiulo, the head of the local mafia, when in fact someone else did it, and that he had alleged during his testimony that he had personally found the rifle that was used to assassinate Dr. Martin Luther King in Memphis in 1968, when the government says he didn't do it. And on that basis, he's been indicted and charged with those counts.
Did Fitzpatrick's lawyers make a response to the remarks today?
No, they said basically that his attorney Rob Goldstein says he's going to challenge it aggressively in court. But what is striking about these charges is that nothing that Fitzpatrick said in his testimony at the Bulger trial altered the outcome. Bulger, remember, was overwhelmingly convicted. And what is material to that trial and Bulger's guilt having to do with the gun that killed Martin Luther King or who arrested Jerry Angiulo? It's really questionable how material it was. It didn't change the outcome. Bulger's in prison for 105 years. And meanwhile, Fitzpatrick is a 75-year-old man who has some health problems, and he also has a capacity to tell tall tales. Not the first guy to do that, not the first guy to conflate his resume, but clearly he has told some tall tales, especially in that book.
But David, I would imagine that some of our listeners are thinking those things, finding the gun involved in Martin Luther King's killing and a significant arrest here in Boston, are matters of sort of hard fact. I mean, how shouldn't we be able to track that back?
You know, it is immaterial. I would largely say that it is not material to whether Bulger did with what he was charged, and that is what an obstruction of charge involves. The false statement, yes, he told tall tales. However, there is so much fiction in the Bulger story and so much fiction about the corruption, well, in terms of the charges of corruption in the FBI office that still to this day have not been investigated fully or prosecuted. You know, when the U.S. Attorney's Office takes a case forward, they make a decision that that case is worth all the resources, the time, the money that goes into it, and the investigative work. One question that's being raised by people, former FBI agents, is to what effect, to what good is it to go after a 75-year-old guy who might have told tall tales in testimony against somebody who was overwhelmingly convicted.
David, I want to note, and I think we should note, that you know Robert Fitzpatrick, have known him for years. He gave information to you and other outlets. Does the fact that he's charged,
that's right.
Does the fact that he's charged with these multiple counts in our closing seconds here have you thinking about your own reporting or any doubts about things that he said publicly?
He talked to us. He talked to many people. In the end, he will still be known as the guy that told the Boston Globe, yes, Bulger is a secret informant, and that is the ultimate truth that brought down Bulger eventually.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri joining us from the Moakley Courthouse.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Doug Tribou. There'll be more Radio Boston tomorrow at 3.